this goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008. Regarding Richard, middle initial H like Henry, Nelson, N-E-L-S-E-N. Date of birth, 11/7/1938. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mr. Nelson, who was sent for evaluation of progressive worsening of renal function. He was a resident in the Clearwater, Florida area until September of this year, when he was moved to Michigan, Masonic Pathways, to be closer to adult children. He developed severe shortness of breath at home, woke up and was unable to breathe in July, and so went to the emergency department and was found to have severe multivessel cardiac ischemic disease. He did require a cardiac catheterization, two cardiac catheterizations, and a stent placement, and also some impeller support pump was required after the cardiac catheterization. He had known chronic kidney disease and was seeing a nephrologist in the Clearwater, Florida area on a regular basis for stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease. He also had a cardiologist that he was seeing on a regular basis, too. And after the procedures, he had an echocardiogram that revealed ischemic cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of less than 20%. He was sent home, then had a syncopal episode because he was unable to tolerate low dose of losartan and or metoprolol to treat the heart failure. So once those were discontinued, he stabilized with a low to normal blood pressure and no further syncopal episodes. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. He has a great deal of muscle wasting. He is very tired, but very alert. He complains of ongoing fatigue since the heart attack and the cardiac catheterizations. He is wheelchair-bound today. No current headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He's got chronic shortness of breath with exertion, occasionally shortness of breath at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has chronic neuropathic pain of the lower extremities after many years of diabetes, and that's fairly well treated with Lyrica and a topical cream. The edema is chronic, and he does use Bumex daily for that. Past medical history is significant for gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, prostate carcinoma, polyneuropathy, hyperparathyroidism, macular degeneration, anemia that was significantly worse after the cardiac cath and has not stabilized yet, degenerative joint disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 20% or less, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and gout. Past surgical history, he had the cardiac cath times two with stent placement in the LAD, a drug-eluting stent. He had complications requiring a right thoracentesis, and the impeller support pump was required in the patient. And he had cystoscopy for the prostate carcinoma with radiation treatments, August 4th of 2014. Also, colonoscopy, tonsillectomy, hip replacement, and knee replacement surgeries. Social history, the patient is currently a widower. He is now living at Masonic Pathways. He quit smoking more than 40 years ago and does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, and aortic aneurysm. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram at bedtime. Brilinta, 90 milligram twice a day. Bumex, 1 milligram daily in the morning. Citracal, twice a day. Magnesium oxide, 500 milligram daily. Metformin, 1,000 milligram daily. Myrbetriq, it's M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, 50 milligram daily. Lyrica, 150 milligram daily at bedtime. Aspirin patches as needed for the neuropathy, and Tylenol, 650 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Physical examination, his height is 64 inches, weight 158 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 60, pulse 80, oxygen saturation 99% on room air. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with harsh expiratory sounds, but no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no pulsatile areas or palpable masses. Extremities, he's got two to three plus edema in feet and ankles, halfway up to knees bilaterally, and decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. Capillary refill about 3 seconds bilaterally. And labs, most recent labs were done 10-17-2023, creatinine 1.72 with estimated GFR 39, September 12, 23, creatinine 1.95, GFR 33, 7-25 of 23, creatinine was 1.3 with GFR 53, February 10th of 2023, creatinine 1.24 with GFR 57. 10-17, we have a hemoglobin of 8.5. The previous level was 8.3 September 12th, so slight improvement, but not much. Normal white count, normal platelets. He has a low calcium of 8.0. His albumin is 4. Electrolytes are normal. Liver enzymes are normal. PSA is less than 0.02. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to severe ischemic cardiomyopathy with poor ejection fraction, about 20%. Also diabetic nephropathy and history of prostate carcinoma. We are asking to have the patient scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan due to the history of prostate carcinoma to rule out any obstruction and to check the size and the size of each kidney, and the bladder, the ability to empty his bladder fully. We're going to have lab studies done now and then monthly thereafter. All routine medications will be continued, and he should continue to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.